Ford Motor Company will invest more than $3.5 billion to increase production at a number of its plants in the Midwest. While some of that money will go toward a couple of traditional gas-burning models, Ford is also planning to significantly increase its production of electric vehicles. Demand for EVs is amped up. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he's here to talk about it. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Celeste.
So the big focus of this investment seems to be on EVs. What are Ford's goals for electric vehicle production?
Yeah, so their strategy is to really ramp up production to about 2 million electric vehicles by the year 2026. And to put that into perspective, they only produced about 27,000 last year. And that 2 million, that would be more than all of the cars they sold in
the US
last year. So it's a big ambition, yep.
I have a 2017 Chevy Volt, and just about every other day I get offers from dealers near me trying to buy it off my hands for more money than Kelley Blue Book says that it is worth. What is happening with demand for EVs right now?
Well, the demand is very strong, but also it's this whole supply chain issue around the world, especially with computer chips, which has really curtailed the production of electric vehicles. So it's kind of a supply and demand issue. There is strong demand, and the automakers just aren't able to produce enough vehicles to meet that demand because of this computer chip shortage.
So Ford says this investment will create more than 6,000 union jobs. Is this helpful for them as they go into any kind of negotiations with the United Auto Workers Union?
Yeah, they do have about a year to go before they are set to negotiate a new four-year contract with the UAW. And the thinking is that this may appease the union a little bit because Ford had moved some production to Mexico out of the U.S., and this is kind of seen as a bit of an olive branch to the union saying, look, we are committed to keeping production in these Midwestern states, which, by the way, not all states in the U.S. Are as friendly to unions as, say, Michigan and some of these other states where Ford is expanding.
Although, is this considered a big win for Michigan? Most of the jobs will go, it's getting about half of these new jobs.
Yeah, I think any sort of, continued investment in the auto industry in Michigan is considered a win. You know, obviously, historically, it's been the epicenter of U.S. auto production, and that has slowly been eroded over time. But for a company like Ford to make this commitment, I think the people of Michigan would consider it a win.
Okay, so the U.S. is one of a few countries that's trying to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050. You've already said that demand for electric vehicles is really strong. Is it strong enough for automakers to produce enough vehicles and meet that carbon emissions goal?
Right. So, 2050 is 28 years away. There's a long time to meet that goal. But you're absolutely right. The question is, will the demand match the supply? And how does a company like this sort of make that transition? The one thing I would say is with gas prices as high as they are, it really expands the appeal of electric vehicles beyond sort of the core customer who once bought it simply for environmental reasons. Now there's an economic reason to buy it as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to hang on to my 2017 Volt. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.